Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Which Peptides Are Recommended for Libido and Sexual Health Support? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Let's talk about something that's revolutionizing sexual wellness. Peptides. These tiny protein fragments are natural signaling molecules in our bodies that play a huge role in how we function, especially when it comes to hormone regulation and sexual health. Now, the science behind peptides is fascinating. They work as messenger molecules, helping regulate everything from tissue repair to hormone production. When it comes to sexual health, specific peptides have shown remarkable potential in clinical research. Let's break down the heavy hitters in the peptide world for sexual wellness. PT-141, also known as bremelanotide, has been making waves since its FDA approval in 2019. This peptide works directly on the nervous system pathways involved in sexual desire, and that's backed by solid research. In fact, a major 2018 FDA clinical trial with over 1,200 premenopausal women showed that 80% of participants reported significant improvements in desire and satisfaction. Another interesting peptide is BPC-157, which primarily supports tissue health and healing. While not directly targeting libido, its effects on circulation and tissue repair make it relevant for overall sexual wellness. GHKCU is another peptide gaining attention for its ability to support healthy blood flow and tissue regeneration. Speaking of research, the medical literature shows these peptides need precise administration protocols. The timing, dosage, and duration of use all matter significantly. This isn't a DIY situation. You need proper medical oversight and regular monitoring. The FDA has extensively studied these compounds, particularly PT-141. The research demonstrates that when used correctly under medical supervision, these peptides can be both effective and safe. The key is working with qualified healthcare providers who understand peptide protocols and can monitor your response. Here's your practical takeaway. If you're interested in exploring peptides for sexual wellness, start by finding a qualified healthcare provider who specializes in peptide therapy. They can evaluate your specific situation, run appropriate lab work, and develop a personalized protocol if appropriate. Remember, peptides aren't magic bullets. They're tools that need to be used correctly within a comprehensive health approach. Always prioritize the basics: good sleep, proper nutrition, stress management, and regular exercise. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.